Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we ended the book of Job with a disappointing finish, which featured God. I can't do it anymore. Let's see what happened. Job ended and it was terrible. God just said like, oh yeah, you're good, and then gave him stuff. And then we read some psalms that were kind of worthless. I'm just going to draw this out until the music is cued to come back, but Thomas Yon count of 10. Hey, everyone. All right, just what I know you've been waiting for, an update in Microphone Watch 2014. So they sent me the replacement thing, which was supposed to make everything better. Turns out it's exactly the same, so I guess that wasn't the problem. I think that I might not be able to resolve this. I'm trying the mic now because I want to see what it sounds like, but I'm still getting just a hissing sound. So quick moment of silence to observe the hissing sound. Yep, I hear it. I don't know if you guys can. Once I mix this down and reduce the quality, maybe the hissing goes away, so I don't know. All right, frustrating. Anyway, Harley, I didn't ask him for a previously on because I don't know why. I forgot, so it's probably my fault. But maybe he never dreamed that I would be recording on time. So he wasn't able to get me one yet. It's tough. You know, I can't expect him to, you know, have the time to just drop everything and listen to a new episode and give me a thingy. But I thought he had, but just, no, he didn't. Okay, just making sure. It would suck if he sent me one and I didn't use it and I just like lost it in my email, but I don't think so. Okay. So we're going to, we're in Psalms and this, not looking good, guys. Psalms is not looking good. It could be a bad one. We'll see. So we're on Psalm 4. I'm going to try to read it. I'm going to try. I don't understand English. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, that thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Someone pointed out, and I think I did too, it's really weird to put these right after Job, which supposedly was, you know, Job was supposed to show that God doesn't always punish the wicked and reward the good. But then like every one of these psalms, it seems like the theme is like, when things are rough, just remember, God will give you stuff if you're good. It's like, what did we just read? I don't get it. Oh, ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Leasing? Selah, which as you remember is like some signal for like a song. Best Wikipedia can tell me, Selah is some sort of musical reference, or either that, like they're not sure. It either is a cue for singing or something, or it's the other possibility is it means like, say it, kind of like, you know, say that, I don't know, some just utterance, you know, that goes along with this. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. And be still as ye. You hear that, Harley? I don't want to have to count my own yawns. Come on. Make sure you got that. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And as we've seen, that's not true. So that was number 4. We're reading 4. I'll always forget, but 4 through 16. Oh, God, that's a lot. All right, 4 through 16. You guys asked for it with your Bible show that you're doing and stuff. All right, here's number 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee I will pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Faithfulness, he spoke of. Your everlasting faithfulness. I have to sprinkle in Princess and Princess Bride quotes, you know, into episodes that aren't going well. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall. Now you're telling what to God to do, huh? You're telling God. I'm all dyslexic today. I'm sorry. Telling what the God what to do, as I'm pretty sure is what I just said. Woo! All right. Let me perk up here a little bit so I can actually read. He's telling God what to do. It's just giving God orders, I guess. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Number six. I mean, I don't know what to say about these. I'm going to try reading some more. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me. I was going to say chastise, but chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Ooh, sounds sexy. Chasten me in your hot displeasure, O Lord. Oh, yeah. Sorry, my mic stand is going crazy. Have mercy. Anything to distract from the reading. I'm just sabotaging my own show so that there's something to talk about, at least, in the papers. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. After all that chastening and your hot displeasure, I'm weak in the knees. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Oh, yeah, tell me about those bones. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long... Hey, I'm not making this up. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Yeah, sure, tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. That was more than a little sexual, I'll say. There it is. Oh, that's number two. Okay, not a number two, like a yawn number two. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to do. This is Psalms. It's terrible. There's not... I mean, what am I supposed to do with Psalms? Psalm 7. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me. I mean, it's just the same old crap. It's just a guy saying... It's just a guy asking God for stuff, you know? It's not for things, for, you know, hurting his enemies... It's just people, probably men, asking God for different things that I think we learned recently, and certainly I think modern theology would say that, it's pointless to ask God for stuff. It's that flowchart, man. It's that flowchart we discussed on Atheistically Speaking, which you should check out. You've seen the one on Facebook or Reddit, maybe. It's like, pray. Is it God's will? If yes, then prayer is redundant. If no, then why are you praying? Because it's not God's will. So there's no point to prayer. So this is kind of goes in that category. I don't know what the point of this is. Who wrote this? Why? Oh, Lord, my God, if I have done this, there be iniquity in my hands. If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down upon my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies. And awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the heart and reins. The hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his pate, his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So they're going to get really high and sing praise. So that was Psalm 7. Sorry, I'm requiring lots of water tonight. I apologize for that. But my throat's dry. What does one say? I don't know. I think it's the thought I'm having is that this is very much the product of superstition and the hard facts of the world, which is that bad people go unpunished oftentimes and good people are punished oftentimes. So I think this is sort of a weird ritualistic, like, okay, if I can find just the right way to ask God to punish my enemies. I love that. Oh, I got these people I hate. God, come on, please punish them. They're my enemies. It's all very based on that. Like, if I can find just the right way to, just the right words, maybe God will listen to my prayer and give me things and not my enemies. And that's what this entire thing is. Psalm 8, O Lord, O our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God, this is so pointless. Ooh, Psalm 9's a little longer. I don't know why. Psalm 9 from outer space. Let's see if this is a typical number of psalms to be reading. Today we're reading about 13, and next time we read 8, so maybe those are longer ones. Then we read 9, then we read 8, then we read 9. So that's the average. So today we're reading 13. So it's going to be shorter psalms than normal today. Okay. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. See, that's the one to sneak in, because he's trying to get God to do what he wants. So he's like, he starts it off with like, oh, I'm going to do everything for you. I love you. You're the best. Oh, and my enemies, I bet you're going to just kill them, right? I mean, I'm just guessing, like, you're going to totally, because they're not as into you as I am. So it's all these different little, like, superstitious ways to sneak in what you want. It's it really is that. It's like, let's find ways to speak, to like back channel our wishes into these prayers as subtly as we can, and make it all about like, oh, just making the Lord great, just worshiping him. It's what it's all about. But then you sneak in like, my enemies, yeah, you know, they're gonna fall and perish. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come and to a O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. There's a lot of emphasis on judging. Like, we're so concerned. They were so concerned back then because like I said, things didn't turn out right. So that's why you would be all concerned with judging, you know, like, well, it didn't work out this time. Or also as an incentive for, you know, to try to get people to modify their behavior when you have no control over them. To try to get people to not do certain things by saying, oh, you just wait. Oh, you just wait. I know this invisible Lord dude, and he's going to judge you. There will be judging. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me from up from the gates of death. That I may shew forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. For the needy shall into hell. Interesting. The word hell. Turned into hell. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not men prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Again, you need to be telling God what to do. You know, God needs gentle reminders from time to time because he forgets. He's forgetful. It's just how he is. Number 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Lord's like, well, I don't exist is the only thing, you know? I'd love to be there for you. I really would. But I just don't. I don't exist lately. It's weird. I don't know. I don't have another better excuse for you, son. I just don't. Part of not having an excuse and part of not existing is not having good excuses, so. It's just how it goes. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. Hey, I puffeth at my enemies. Does that mean I'm going to hell? He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved. There he is. Direct quote. Direct Princess Bride quote. Or is it, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. I think it's that. But still, it's as close as we've had. He hath said in his heart, I will not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. This is where I am. This is where I'll stay. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity and an Altoid. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes. Who are you talking about here? This is pretty specific knowledge, I think. Is he like writing a passive aggressive psalm against like one guy he doesn't like who kills people in the village? He talks to me every Tuesday. I'm not going to say, I'm just saying in general, evil men do this. He wears a blue shirt and goes by a name that rhymes with red. Yeah, I don't know. He just writes an entire psalm. Maybe that's all this was. Entire psalm, like just against about this guy Ned that he hates. His, yeah. I read that. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth them into his net. He croucheth and hidden tiger dragoneth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God. Lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? Contemn? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever, and ever and ever. Say me. So saith me. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. 11 is a quick one. In the Lord I put my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a board. Flee, it is flee, not free. Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. What's the evidence for that? His countenance doth behold the upright. Man, I'm sorry my throat is so itchy. It's not very good today. Not making for good recording. Okay, Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth is a hard one for me. Ceaseth. I just have to think like seasick and then ceaseth. For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. This is just like some insane journal of a chip on his shoulder because he never gets his way. It's just like all these passive aggressive, like, oh, one day everyone's going to find out. They're all going to see. You know, it's like a journal. It's like a journal of like a mass shooting perpetrator. You know, it's like, this is what I expect to read, kind of, obviously not the same because it's from biblical times, but it's sort of that level of thinking to me. It's like, all these people, why isn't this going right? Why isn't this going my way? Someday this is going to go my way and everyone's going to be killed who doesn't like me and doesn't do everything right. Like, it's just, it's funny that history has made this into like, I don't know, apparently meaningful text. I don't know. I don't know what people get out of Psalms because so far it's terrible. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, that thou shalt keep them. O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Okay, I'm getting kind of tired of this. 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? See, this is all like some, this is like the journal of the Columbine shooters. Like, sorry if that's, you know, extreme, but doesn't it sound like that to you? It just sounds like someone who's just like mad at everyone, who just thinks they should have their way, like a real sense of fairness, and a feeling of life being unfair. And the only way to reconcile it for this person is to write these insane ramblings about how some secret monster in the sky is going to hurt everyone that's bad to him. Like, that's what this feels like to me. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? As long as it takes. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with men. Yeah, I haven't heard a whole lot of why these people deserve this preferential treatment. Unless you want to say they're godly, but like, why does this person think like he deserves all that? Like, his enemies just by default should be, you know, harmed by God just because he thinks he's like in with God. Like, look, I got a relationship. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him. Psalm 14. Ooh, here we go. Guys. Uh-oh. I just read something and I'm a believer now. Psalm 14, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Holy, okay. Guys, I believe in God now. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So I don't want to be a fool. Okay, guys, cancel the show. Cancel everything. There is a God because the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Oh my. How did I let this go this far? Guys, get it? The fool. Not the good person, like not the great person has said in his heart, there's no God. See, that would be different. No, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There's none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together and become filthy. There's none that doeth good. There we go. I think that's three, but I'm not sure. None, not one, not nobody, not know how. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. 15. Almost done. Lord, I mean, we believe in God now, so. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? This may be a book where I need to, like, bust out my alter ego. You guys might know the one. I'm going to not say any more than that. We'll see. He that walketh uprightly. Why? That's most men. Except for people with bad backs. I don't know. And worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. I don't know if that's condemned. Like I don't know what contemned is. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Shall not be moved. Okay, last one. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my soul. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. This is a very common line. It says it again. I wasn't just blurting that out. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. The arsonist had oddly shaped feet. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life in the presence. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Guys, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Sure, that was unintentional. Yeah, right. All right, we're done with this BS. I'm sick of this. Well, that was a 30-minute podcast, so I guess a little more than that. All right, what to say? This is crap. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to make it entertaining as I can, but it's a difficult task. It's a difficult one. So, yeah, I guess I'll just have to say, please check out Atheistically Speaking, where I can talk about more interesting things. Recently, we talked about Monday's show. We talked about like the meaning of life and purpose and everything. It was very, very deep, very revealing show. I think it was very, I don't know. I want to know what people think about it. So please listen to Monday's episode and all of them. But if you want to just start with something and give us a comment on the Facebook.com/atheisticallyspeaking or on the website atheisticallyspeaking.com. And as usual, you can hit me up on this show, thomasinthebible.com or facebook.com/TandTheB, all one word. Twitter at TandTheB. Write me a review on iTunes, please. Thank you to everyone who has done so. I've emailed people who are getting a little something. So first round of little somethings are going out. Thank you to all those who've supported the show. And if you would like to support the show, please go on either the website or the Facebook and look for the PayPal donate button. That is a big help, especially because I think I have to buy a new preamp for this BS to work. But anyway, okay, thank you guys so much, and I will see you very soon.